Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. My name
Good
is Carl
morning.
Hamill.
Thank
And
you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Jakiri. I need to advise this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. I may help you.
My name is Carl Gamble. I was terminated at the First United Methodist Church Friday, and I want to know, I want to apply for my unemployment.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Then what now?
Give me 1 second.
I didn't understand.
Oh, I was saying give me 1 second, sir. I have to log into the right
okay,
place.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Well, I have to go.
Okay, sir, can I have your socials?
424-666-0767.
You said 424-626-076?
No. It's 424-666-0767.
Four two four six six 4767.
No. The last 4 digits, 0767.
That's right. I said 4767.
Okay.
Four two four six six 4767, correct?
No.
It's 424-666-0767.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, because I was having a hard time hearing. 424-666-0767.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, can I have your first name?
First name, Carl, C-A-R-L. Last name, Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E.
Is this your first time filing, sir?
Was it now? Oh, I hadn't filed in years and years. I've been on this job 6 years. So it's been a while, a long time. Been over 15 to 20 years.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Bracy Walker.
Okay, sir, spell your last name for me one more time, please.
G-A-M-B-L-E. Gamble.
Okay, sir, can I have your date of birth?
11/16/1950.
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
I am what now?
A U.S. citizen. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't. Yes, I understand.
Okay, sir. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I don't.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, I did not.
What is the highest grade you completed in school, sir?
The 12th grade.
Okay, sir. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me the state is in?
Say what now?
Can you tell me the state the driver's license is in?
Alabama.
Okay. And can I have your driver's license number?
Just 1 minute. And we'll call. Driver's license number. Let me see. You looking for them? Okay, driving license. Driving license number. Okay. What is the driving license number here? Oh, I see it now. Driving license number 2780469.
Okay, sir. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Urban Vantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities, if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What you should prefer, sir?
I'll prefer a card. Send me a card.
Okay, sir, can I have your mailing address?
222 Mona Drive, Apartment 3, Dothan, Alabama. Zip code 36303.
Okay, sir, you said 222 what?
222 Mona Drive, Apartment 3, Dothan, Alabama. 36303.
Can you spell that for me, sir? The Molin Drive.
Molin Drive. M-O-N-A.
Okay, sir. Is your original address different from the above mailing address?
My mailing address.
Mm-hmm. Is your mailing address different from the above? Is your original address different from the above mailing address?
My mailing address and my original my address is what I give you, 222 Mona Drive, apartment 3, Dothan.
Okay, sir, has your address changed in the last year?
No, it hasn't.
Can I have your primary telephone number?
My phone number, 1-334-547-3384.
Okay. Okay, sir, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1981 Ford Thunderbird, a 1983 Saab 900, a 1985 Volkswagen, or 1989 Nissan Stanza?
No, it was 1981 Ford Thunderbird.
Okay, sir, which of the following cities has a current or former association to Clayton, Enterprise, Opelika, or Anniston?
Repeat that.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to Clayton, Enterprise, Opelika, or Anniston?
Clayton.
Okay, sir, which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Crusaders, Falcons, Panthers, or Penguins?
I never associated in his college.
Okay.
I never attended in college.
I said okay. Yes.
Associated with, I'm not associated with to any college.
I understand, sir.
Repeat the question then, please.
It said which of the following team nicknames is associated with any college you attended? You said you was never associated with college, so it's none of above.
Right, none of above.
Okay, sir, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I didn't.
Are you filed for a DUA? DUA stands for Disaster Unemployment Assistance.
No, I haven't.
Okay, can I get the last day that you worked, sir?
Friday. This past Friday. That was the 11th.
Okay, sir, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I am able to work.
Okay, sir, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Repeat that.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I do not have a business or anything. It's not above.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
Mm-hmm. No, not up for.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not up above.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes, I received Social Security.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other, have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, I haven't.
Okay, sir, how many miles are you willing to travel 1 week to a job?
10 miles.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No, I'm not.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
About $8.75. Okay, sir. Can you tell me your job title? Say what now?
Can you tell me your job title, sir?
My job and title?
Your job title.
Oh, I'm a custodian.
Okay, sir, can you tell me the last place you worked?
First United Methodist Church of Dothan. We are calling from the deep end. Okay, you block it. You can do the aggravate law trouble. We have enough things to do for ourselves.
You said First United Methodist
yep.
Church? Hello?
Hello.
First, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
First United Methodist Church.
It's First United Methodist Church.
Methodist.
Yes, it's Methodist.
Okay. Well, that's it, sir.
She spelled it. You think you know where it's at?
Dothan, Alabama?
Dothan, Alabama, yes. Vai ser em meu pão. E de cá mesmo.
Okay, sir, can I get the city and state the work was performed in?
Say that again. Repeat that, please.
This your employment start date, sir.
Now, it was my unemployment start date. That was 6 years ago. I think it's around the 21st. That will put it around 2016, somewhere back in there.
January 21st, 2016.
Yes, it's somewhere back in. It was right around that. Say two or three. It's near. It was somewhere in that area. That was 6 years ago.
Okay, and the last day you worked was.
Friday, which was 11th, February 11th. Okay, don't call him. Yes, he's on him.
Okay, ma'am, have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I haven't received a paycheck until the end of the week.
Okay, so why are you no longer working?
No, I'm not.
I said, why are you no longer working, sir?
I was terminated.
For what exactly?
Well, I had got through doing what I was doing, and I was taking a break. I was sitting down, which is we've been doing ever since I've been there. I've been there like 6 years. Everybody else do it. Like they carded me or something. I don't know. I'm telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sir, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help of federal income tax?
Yes, I would.
Okay, sir, your temporary pin is $67.50.
It's how much? Repeat that.
$67.50.
That's a what? My total payment. Explain that.
That's your temporary pain. I don't know your payment, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand now.
Your temporary pain, that's for you when you log in to Alabama, to labor.alabama.gov.
And that's the code I need to write down?
Mm-hmm.
What, hold 1 minute. Yep. So, repeat that again now.
Your temporary pin is $67.50.
$67.50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that wrote down.
Okay, sir. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, which is finished, also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make it complete, a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Again, your web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
800-752-7389. That's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone.
Yes, ma'am.
But not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights or your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
1-800-361-4524.
Okay. Mr. Carr, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
All right, you have a good day. Bye bye. Hold up, let me get one thing. Time, Alicia. Hang your phone up.